Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. March is coming up, and with it, an opportunity to try some of those recipes you've always wanted to, as the month is also the Baking Association's Bake and Take Month. Sharon Davis, Program Director for the Home Baking Association, joins us. Sharon, give us a little bit of history of the Bake and Take.
It was instituted a long time ago by Nebraska and Kansas and Oklahoma, essentially, through the Wheat Foods Council and through their, what at that time was an auxiliary organization of the Wheat Commissions. So these were spouses of wheat producers, and they created this event called Bake and Take Day. And it was a day, it was a single day, the fourth Saturday in March. And then after that, it's been expanded to a full month.
So for people who might want to try something new in baking, what is there out there for them?
Well, if you go to homebaking.org, Chabela, and I hope your listeners will, they're going to see the section called recipes. And then, of course, homepage is going to have a new recipe, several new recipes every week, just to keep people excited about baking. So Home Baking Association just finished a social media survey at the end of last year that really was exciting and revealing in terms of what people are baking now. And it really wouldn't hardly compare to what our grandmothers and mothers would have done back then when it was first instituted. The practical things we baked are still always essential. You know, your chocolate brownies, your cocoa cakes, your just a loaf of bread or rolls or cinnamon rolls. Those are all essential. And during the pandemic, everybody was baking them. They started with those. So that our social media revealed that. Before we started the COVID sheltering, the home baking practices were already going up. A lot of millennials like to be able to make some of their own food. And that was showing up in our research.
Sharon, what was it about sourdough bread that made it so popular during this COVID?
Well, you know, I wondered that too. I was scratching my head when I first saw those flour shelves empty. I was like, yes, this is great. But I'm not sure why, because we have plenty of flour and we know that. We have plenty of wheat and plenty of flour. Why didn't it get there? And we know now it was because of the way it was warehoused. You know, the lion's share was going to food service and then the family flour would go to the retail shops. Well, anyway, the bottom line was there was no yeast. And so I think that really also contributed to it. And it wasn't that there wasn't yeast, but again, it was the same thing. There's a huge amount of yeast that goes to food service baking and the large commercial bakeries. And there wasn't enough yeast for the family home baker who's sheltered. So they ran out of yeast. It even became a black market commodity on the internet. Anyway, the bottom line is sourdough became kind of a way to explore. I could do this myself without the yeast since I can't get it. And it's very natural. There is that natural yeast in the flour. And if you have the right environment, you can make a good sourdough. If you're not patient and you don't have a good environment, it can sometimes just be really frustrating.
What are some of the other aspects of Bake and Take along with the baking?
You know, I would just say absolutely think about the neighbor or the person that maybe has been sheltering way too long because, you know, they've been unsure about going out. And maybe drop by a nice little tote with something baked and just let them know you're thinking of them. And that's the whole essence of Bake and Take. And it could be something sweet and it could be something just basic like a little batch of rolls or a couple of cinnamon rolls. You don't have to make it big. You can spread the love around. But go to homebaking.org. You'll find a whole bunch of well-tested recipes there.
Thanks, Sharon. Again, anyone can visit www.homebaking.org for recipes and more information. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Chabela Guzman.